Welcome, curious minds, to another deep dive. You know that feeling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting into the game, every golfer dreams of that crisp, clean strike. The one where the ball just launches exactly where you pictured it, with power and precision. It's the ultimate pursuit in golf.
Absolutely. That moment of pure contact, the ball taking flight on just the perfect trajectory, it's incredibly satisfying. It's why we spend so much time trying to perfect that swing.
And that perfect strike is exactly what we're digging into today.
Right?
Our mission in this deep dive is all about better golf ball striking.
Right.
We've had the privilege of exploring this incredible resource, a comprehensive South African guide. It's packed with practical tips, strategic insights, and some truly unique considerations for playing on those famously diverse South African courses.
Yeah, and our goal here is really to boil this all down, giving you the most important nuggets of knowledge.
Like a shortcut.
Exactly. Think of it as a shortcut to being really well informed and, ready to apply these insights to your own game. It's about understanding the key techniques for better performance. Doesn't matter if you're just starting out or you've been playing for years.
So let's get right to it then. The guide immediately points us to the absolute bedrock of a powerful, accurate shot, your stance.
The foundation.
It's often where the problems begin, or maybe where the solutions truly lie, isn't it? What exactly does the guide highlight as critical about stance, especially thinking about South Africa's varied terrains?
Well, it's paramount. Your stance is the foundation for everything that follows, dictating both your stability and how much power you can actually generate.
Okay.
The core insight here, especially for those South African courses, is optimizing your foot positioning for what the guide calls greater adaptive balance.
Adaptive balance, I like that term. So beyond the standard, shoulder width apart advice, what specific nuances does the guide talk about for keeping that balance when you're hitting off those undulating terrains? Thinking Gary Player Country Club or maybe Fan Court.
Right. Well, the basic shoulder width stance, even weight, slight knee bend, that's your starting point. But the guide emphasizes that slight bend is really crucial for absorbing the impact of uneven lies.
Okay.
So, for instance, on an uphill slope, it advises positioning your front foot just slightly ahead and leaning into the hill a bit.
Right, into the slope.
Exactly. It isn't just about comfort. It helps you match the slope, ensuring you make proper contact and can transfer power through the incline, not just at it.
Makes sense.
And practicing with alignment sticks, like the guide suggests, that really helps embed this kind of instinct, makes it more automatic.
And once those feet are set, it's all about getting that perfect alignment for accuracy, right? We're talking shoulders, hips, feet all parallel to the club face, aimed straight at the target. Seems crucial for keeping shots straight on those varied fairways. How does the guide help us nail this?
Oh, it's vital for consistency,
Yeah.
especially when, natural landscapes might mess with your view, like maybe at Durban Country Club.
Yeah. Visual clutter?
Exactly. The guide recommends using immediate landmarks, a tree, a bunker, even just a different patch of grass just ahead
Yeah.
as intermediate targets.
Sure.
It simplifies the whole alignment process.
Oh, breaking it down.
Yeah. And a great practice tip from the guide. Take a few deliberate practice swings, focusing only on your body's orientation to that intermediate target. You get immediate feedback, helps you ingrain that correct parallel setup before you even step up to the ball.
Given South Africa's, dramatic and varied terrain, the guide must have some specific advice on adapting your stance for that. What are the key adjustments for those tricky lies, maybe like you'd find at Leopard Creek?
Absolutely, it gets practical. For an uphill lie, you need to tilt your shoulders slightly to match the slope. Keep your weight pretty even. This helps stop you hitting it fat, hitting behind the ball.
Right.
Conversely, on a downhill lie, you shift your weight more toward your front foot. And you might make a slight grip adjustment, maybe choke down a little,
Oh, okay.
to ensure proper ball contact and compensate for that tendency to hit it thin. The main message really is to consistently practice on different kinds of lies. Getting comfortable in practice builds confidence on the course.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Refining swing techniques. Let's talk grip. How we hold the club. What are some of the less obvious ways our grip affects things like trajectory and distance beyond just, making good contact?
That's a great question. Because it's not just about holding on. Our source reveals that grip directly influences the club face angle through impact.
Ah, I heard
So,
that
for
too.
example, the interlocking grip, it offers maybe maximum control by unifying the hands, but it might feel less natural to some people. The overlapping grip, lots of pros use it, provides a kind of balance of control and feel. Then there's the 10-finger grip, often good for beginners or those needing power, gets all fingers involved.
Mm-hmm.
But the real takeaway for South African conditions, particularly thinking about those unpredictable coastal winds at Prince's Grant, or maybe the skill, dense air up at Pretoria Country Club.
Different challenges.
Totally. Yeah. It's how a slightly firmer but never tense grip creates a more stable club face through impact.
Okay, stable face.
Yeah. It reduces unwanted side spin, helps shots cut through the wind better, stops those horrible ballooning shots. Visualization helps too. Mentally picturing a good swing as you take your grip can reinforce that stable feel.
So once that grip feels solid, stable, next up is consistent swing tempo. The guide really stresses its importance for avoiding mishits, getting consistent shots, especially on tricky greens like, say, Arabella Country Club. What's the secret to finding that ideal rhythm?
Well, it's not just about finding any rhythm. The key insight from the guide, especially for those South African conditions, the wind, the altitude is developing a tempo that allows for adaptive control, not just raw power.
Adaptive control, okay.
You can use a metronome or even just count in your head during practice to find a balanced rhythm that works for you. But what's really illuminating is watching the pros, especially during local Sunshine Tour events.
Yeah. What should we look for?
You'll notice their smooth transitions, sure, but also how they subtly adjust their tempo for different types of shots. It's not always the same speed.
Yeah.
That's real mastery, worth watching and trying to emulate for consistency.
Something often overlooked, maybe, but vital. The follow-through. The guide makes it clear it's not just about finishing the swing, it really impacts the ball's direction and spin. What's the functional reason behind that, and how can we master it?
It's basically the culmination of a well-executed shot. It's crucial for ensuring you've transferred all your energy through the ball.
Right, through it.
A complete follow-through means your arms are fully extended, shoulders fully rotated towards the target. This ensures the club travels along its intended path after impact, which influences the ball's flight and spin stability.
So if you stop short.
If you stop short or sort of quit on the shot, you can leave the club face open or closed, leading to slices or pulls. Practicing in front of a mirror can help you see and feel that full rotation. And local pros, they always emphasize this because it has such a huge impact on consistency and just proper energy transfer.
And fascinatingly, the guide actually comes back to stance alignment again later on, re-emphasizing it for accurate shots. It's clearly fundamental. Misalignment screws everything up, especially on tough layouts like Royal Johannesburg and Kensington. Why the re-emphasis, do you think?
I think it's because alignment is often the very first thing to go wrong under pressure.
Ah,
yeah.
Makes sense.
The guide repeats its importance because even tiny misalignments get magnified over distance, especially on complex courses. It advises using a rangefinder or a target flag just to double check. Are my feet, hips, shoulders really parallel to my target line?
That constant check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Consistent practice with alignment sticks eventually makes this second nature. And that frees up your mental energy to focus on strategy and the shot itself, not constantly fiddling with your setup.
Speaking of strategy, let's talk equipment. Choosing the right gear is critical. Our source material really hammers home tailoring your clubs to unique South African conditions. You know, coastal like Fish River Sun versus mountainous Drakensberg, big difference.
Right.
And your own style too. Key considerations.
Yeah, this is where that local knowledge really pays off. For example, lighter shafts can increase swing speed, great for distance.
Right.
But on a windy coastal course, a slightly heavier shaft might offer more control, help the ball penetrate the wind better.
Ah, interesting trade-off.
Yeah. And then conversely, at higher altitudes like the Drakensberg, the air's thinner, ball travels further, so maybe a lighter shaft is better there to maximize carry. The guide really stresses having a diverse set woods, hybrids, irons to handle all the varied demands.
So it has options.
Exactly. And crucially, it recommends using demo days, talking to the pro shop staff. They know how different setups perform in these specific local conditions. That's invaluable.
It's not just clubs, though. Golf balls make a huge difference, too. Our source explains how the ball's construction affects flight, spin, feel,
right,
and how different types perform on varied SA terrains. Can you give us some specific examples, like how that plays out?
Absolutely. It's pretty amazing how ball construction dictates performance. For instance, on those notoriously firm, fast greens you find in the Western Cape.
Yes, tricky.
A softer, maybe multi-layer ball offers more spinning control, helps you stop closer to the pin. But if you're battling strong winds, which is common on so many SA courses.
Very common.
A harder, lower spin ball will penetrate the air better. It'll be less affected by gusts. The guide's real insight here, though, is experiment.
Try them out.
Yeah. Don't just stick to one brand because your mate uses it. Try different types in practice rounds. See what performs best for your swing and the conditions you play in most often.
And for a potential real game changer, the guide strongly pushes custom fitting. It talks about the transformative potential of getting your clubs assessed, swing speed, launch angle, all that leading to the ideal shaft flex, lie angles, grip sizes for you. What does this really unlock?
It's huge. It's more than just tweaking specs. It's about unlocking your actual potential. Lots of pro shops and SA use launch monitors and stuff for this now.
Yeah, the tech is there.
What's fascinating is that custom fitting ensures your equipment isn't actively fighting against your natural swing. Think about it. An incorrect lie angle can cause consistent pushes or pulls no matter how good your swing is.
Right, you're compensating without knowing it.
Exactly. When your clubs are perfectly tailored, you instantly gain confidence. You know the equipment is designed to work with you. That lets you focus purely on strategy and execution, not battling ill-fitting gear.
And finally, for equipment, quality bags and accessories. The guide mentions durable bags for the SA climate, storage for water, snacks, rain gear. Seems like more than just convenience.
Oh, it is. In South Africa, you can genuinely experience four seasons in one day sometimes, especially in certain regions.
True.
So a durable, well-organized bag with space for water and rain gear isn't a luxury. It's almost a necessity for comfort and just keeping your performance up. And useful accessories like rangefinders or GPS devices, they're not just gadgets.
Strategic tools.
Absolutely. They offer crucial strategic insights, distances, layout info, invaluable on courses with blind shots or complex designs. Even simple things like good head covers and towels protect your investment, keep your clubs performing well. It all adds up.
Okay, let's pivot to something really unique in this guide. Understanding South African courses to develop effective strategies. This is fascinating because the country itself has such contrasts, coastal versus inland. What are the key strategic differences we need to prepare for?
Yeah, it really breaks down that geographical impact. Coastal courses, think Garden Road. I mean, you've got to prepare for strong, often consistent winds and sea breezes.
Always windy.
Pretty much. So the strategic advice often leans towards favoring lower, more penetrating shots. Keep the ball under the wind's main influence.
Okay.
Inland layouts, especially higher altitude ones like in Gauteng, they present different challenges. More elevation changes, maybe drier, harder ground conditions.
So different calculations.
Totally different club selection sometimes. More focus on carry distance and understanding how the ball is going to react when it lands. Will it bounce hard? Will it stop?
Yeah.
Understanding these regional variations before you even tee off gives you a massive competitive edge.
So it's really about drilling down and formulating course-specific strategies. The guide says each course has its own personality. Bunkers, water, those undulating greens demanding a custom approach. How do we get that granular?
Precisely. The guide really emphasizes that familiarity breeds success. Playing practice rounds at a specific course, say the Montague and El Canica at Vancourt.
Beautiful courses.
Allows you to get intimate knowledge of their layouts. Instead of just banging driver everywhere, focus on strategic shot placement. Where do you need to land the ball to set up your next shot optimally?
Thinking ahead.
Exactly. It also encourages using course maps, flyovers if they're available, and crucially, asking for insights from local pros or caddies. Their local knowledge can reveal subtle breaks on greens or preferred landing areas that you just wouldn't spot otherwise. Huge advantage.
And naturally, you have to adapt to the weather. South Africa can throw anything at you, blazing heat, sudden downpours. How does the guide prep us for that variability?
It gives practical advice beyond just wear sunscreen. In intense heat, like in the Karoo or high summer.
Brutal heat.
Prioritizing constant hydration. Wearing light, moisture-wicking clothes is critical for just maintaining energy and focus over 4 or 5 hours. For unexpected rain, which can be sudden and heavy.
Happens all the time.
It advises having good waterproofs ready and maybe even thinking about using a ball suited for wet conditions. One that offers better grip. Reduces skidding on wet surfaces.
Interesting.
Yeah. The main message is monitor the weather forecast diligently before your round. That proactive planning for gear and clothing can make a massive difference to your comfort and ultimately your score.
This all sounds great, but how do we actually, you know, put this into practice? The guide offers some really effective practice drills. Let's start with alignment drills. Why are they so crucial, especially on potentially tricky South African fairways?
They're just non-negotiable for consistency. South African fairways, especially on older courses, can have subtle slopes, visual illusions.
Things that trick your eye.
Exactly. Laying alignment sticks parallel to your target line gives you immediate, undeniable visual feedback. It corrects setup errors right there. And it's not just about the initial setup. It's about ingraining that muscle memory so correct alignment becomes instinctive.
Automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regularly hitting balls at a target, focusing only on that visual cue from the sticks, you'll see remarkable improvements in shot consistency.
Okay. Next up, impact drills. The guide recommends the impact bag drill for solid contact. What's the core benefit here, and how do we get the most from it?
The impact bag drill is fantastic because it teaches you the feeling of delivering the club head squarely and powerfully into the ball. It focuses purely on that moment of truth impact.
Without worrying about where the ball goes.
Precisely. It builds that sensation of compression, solid contact, without the pressure of a result. Mm-hmm. But what's really powerful, the guide suggests, is pairing this with a mirror or video analysis.
Feedback.
Yeah. Reviewing your swing mechanics right at the moment of impact, checking your wrist position, hip rotation, club face angle that can highlight subtle flaws. Correct those, and it translates directly to a purer strike and better ball flight.
The guide also reminds us focus on the short game for lower scores.
Yeah.
So critical, especially on undulating greens like maybe at Royal Cape. Chipping and putting can easily be half your strokes. Why such a huge impact?
Because even if your long game is amazing, a shaky short game just kills your score.
Undoes all the good work.
Totally. The guide emphasizes refining chipping and putting by focusing on two things, distance control and accuracy. On greens with big slopes like Royal Cape, mastering distance control stops those dreaded three putts. They're absolute score killers.
Definitely.
Practice chipping from all sorts of lie, tight lies, fluffy, rough downhill lies to mimic real course conditions. For putting, develop a consistent pre-putt routine and practice hitting putts of different lengths and breaks. A solid short game is honestly where most amateurs can shave strokes off their score almost immediately.
Okay, let's move into the inner game. Prioritizing the mental side for enhanced performance. The guide's clear. Golf is as much mental as physical, maybe more so on demanding tracks like East London Golf Club. How do we build that mental fortitude?
It truly is. Cultivating focus techniques is absolutely paramount. The guide suggests things like mindfulness, deep breathing before each shot.
Just calming down.
It's more than just calming down. It centers your thoughts, helps block out distractions, reduces that anxiety, lets you commit fully to the shot you intend to hit. Visualizing each shot before you hit it also really boosts mental clarity. And setting specific measurable goals for the round fairways hit, putts per round, keeps you mentally engaged, gives you mini victories along the way. Especially helpful on a long, tough course.
And connected to that, harnessing visualization for success. The guide calls it transformative. Mentally rehearsing shots, imagining every detailed ball leaving the club, trajectory, landing. What's the deeper mechanism there? Why does that work?
It's basically about priming your brain, your whole system, for success. When you mentally rehearse a shot, you're essentially creating or reinforcing a neural pathway. You're telling your subconscious exactly what you want to achieve.
Like programming it.
Kind of, yeah. The more vividly you imagine it, the feel, the flight, the landing, the more likely your body is to actually execute that precise action when the time comes. And this isn't just for tour pros. Incorporating visualization into your practice routine, even just on the range or putting green, lets you approach each actual shot with more confidence and a really clear intention. It's an incredibly powerful tool for building self-belief.
And finally, for the mental game, managing pressure. Essential, especially in competitions. How does the guide advise we handle those moments when the heart's pounding?
The guide emphasizes establishing a consistent pre-shot routine. That routine visualizing, deep breath, final target check provides familiarity, comfort. It creates a kind of mental safe space amidst the pressure. Exactly, a bubble. But what's really fascinating and a crucial mindset shift the guide suggests is reframing pressure. Don't see it as a negative threat. See it as an opportunity.
An opportunity.
Yeah, an opportunity to showcase your skills, to demonstrate the practice you've put in. This shift in perspective can channel that nervous energy into focused motivation, turns potential panic into hopefully peak performance.
What's better than learning from your own mistakes? Learning from the best. The guide encourages learning from local pros, starting with studying South African legends. What should we specifically look for when watching an Ernie Els or a Gary Player?
Well, analyzing players like Els and Player gives incredible insights into tempo, grip, stance, sure. But more than that, pay attention to their course management and their adaptability.
How they think their way around.
Exactly. How do they navigate diverse, tricky courses like Leopard Creek or Fan Court? Watch slow motion swings. Documentaries notice their pre-shot routines, their decision making under pressure, how they approach different lies and situations. It's incredibly inspiring, but also really educational, seeing how they apply these principles in real South African conditions.
And for personalized feedback, leveraging local coaching is highly recommended for faster improvement. How do South African pros uniquely help us?
Well, they offer more than just generic technical advice. They understand the local conditions intimately.
Ah, the nuances.
Precisely. A South African pro can identify your strengths and weaknesses specifically in the context of the courses you're likely to play. They give personalized feedback on everything from swing mechanics to course strategy, really accelerating your progress in a targeted way. And most clubs offer one-on-one lessons or group clinics, making expert guidance pretty accessible.
Another great learning tool, watching local tournaments. Observing pro strategies, decisions, club selections under pressure. What should we focus on when we attend?
Don't just watch the ball after they hit it. Observe their entire process.
Okay.
How do they react to a bad shot? How do they read the greens? What clubs are they choosing in specific windy situations or tight lies? Notice their pace of play, their whole mental approach. You see how they manage their game in competitive scenarios, and you learn invaluable lessons in course strategy and mental toughness. Plus, just engaging with the golf community at these events is great, too.
And for a supportive learning environment, community golf clinics are fantastic. Learning from experienced local players and instructors, what makes these so valuable?
Well, these clinics usually foster group practice, which creates this supportive shared learning vibe. You get tailored feedback on specific parts of your game, putting, chipping, whatever the focus is. And you can learn just by watching others too.
Learn from their mistakes too.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And often these clinics have guest speakers, maybe local pros, sharing their unique perspectives on playing South African courses. It's just a great way to hone specific skills while connecting with the local golf scene and maybe making some new golfing buddies.
Okay, finally, let's talk optimizing nutrition and fitness. Our source material really stresses prioritizing hydration, especially in hot SA summers or the arid Karoo. Why is this so critical for just a round of golf?
It's absolutely critical and probably the most overlooked thing. Golf rounds are long, 4 or 5 hours, often in the sun. Even mild dehydration leads to fatigue, reduced focus, even a drop in swing speed.
Didn't realize it affects swing speed.
Oh yeah, the guide insists. Carry water, sip regularly. For really long rounds or super hot days, consider electrolyte drinks to replace minerals lost through sweat. Prevents cramping, sustains energy from the first tee right through to the 18th green.
And choosing the right pregame meals for energy. Balanced meals, carbs, proteins, healthy fats. What's the ideal approach?
Think nutrient-dense stuff that gives you sustained energy, not a sugar rush and crash. Whole grains, lean proteins, fruits, they're excellent.
Like what specifically?
A bowl of oats with banana and nuts, maybe, or a chicken salad on whole wheat bread. Something that provides lasting fuel. Timing's also key.
Mm.
Eat maybe 1-2 hours before your round. Allows for digestion, prevents feeling sluggish, ensures that steady release of energy.
To really boost the game, a fitness regimen is key. The guide talks strength training, flexibility like Pilates or yoga, and cardio. How does this actually translate to better golf?
It's transformative.
Yeah.
Core strength is absolutely critical for swing balance, generating power, and preventing injuries.
Right, the core.
Pilates and yoga specifically boost flexibility, which means a greater, safer range of motion in your swing. And cardio running, cycling, whatever builds stamina. That's essential for maintaining focus and consistent performance over a long round, especially on hilly South African courses. It just ensures your body can handle the demands for all 18 holes.
The guide also advises adjusting to altitude, especially for courses in places like the Drakensberg. Lower oxygen affects stamina, practical steps.
Yeah, that's a unique South African factor. Higher altitude, less oxygen, you fatigue faster. The guide advises boosting your cardiovascular fitness well before you plan to play at altitude.
Get fit beforehand.
Definitely. It also suggests upping your intake of iron-rich foods, leafy greens, lean meats, because iron helps transport oxygen in your blood. And importantly, hydration is even more critical up high, as the drier air makes you dehydrate faster. These adjustments help your body cope better in thinner air.
And to make sure you're always ready for the next round, post-game recovery strategies, vital for resilience. key takeaways.
Yeah, after a round, your body needs to recuperate, prevents injury, make sure you're fresh next time. The guide suggests simple stuff like light stretching, foam rolling, maybe even local practices like ice baths or massage to cut down inflammation and soreness.
Refuel, too.
Crucially, yes. Refuel with a balanced meal, protein, and carbs within an hour or two of finishing. Replenishes energy stores, gives your muscles the building blocks they need to repair, helps your body bounce back much quicker.
So, what does this all boil down to for your game? We've covered a lot today, from the absolute basics of stance and swing refinement to strategically picking gear for specific conditions. We've explored understanding South Africa's incredibly diverse courses, smart practice drills, mastering that crucial mental game, learning from local pros, and even optimizing your health and fitness.
And these insights, they're not just, you know, abstract ideas. They're meant to give you a real, tangible competitive edge and honestly just enhance your enjoyment of the game.
Yeah.
Whether you're stepping onto those challenging fairways in South Africa or just navigating the familiar ups and downs of your local course, these principles, these adaptations, they really do apply.
And here's a final thought for you to chew on. Given how much the landscape and conditions can vary even within one country like South Africa, what hidden advantages or maybe challenges might your own local course hold that you haven't fully explored or adapted to yet? Perhaps the deepest dive, the most rewarding one, is actually into your most familiar terrain.